An update on the status of a religious charter school. An Oklahoma City motel is set to be demolished. And members of the Citizen Potawatomi Nation are gathering for an annual tradition this weekend. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Friday, June 28th. I'm Deborah Ashar. The school board for the nation's first publicly funded religious school responded to a recent state Supreme Court decision against it, saying it will appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. But as State Impact's Beth Wallace reports, the state board that authorized St. Isidore's contract also met and had trouble getting everyone on board with the court order.
St. Isidore's board voted unanimously Friday morning.
The board confirms that the school will delay opening to students at least until the 2025-26 school year, as it seeks review by the United States Supreme Court.
The Oklahoma Supreme Court ruled St. Isidore's contract was unconstitutional and should be rescinded. But when the statewide virtual charter school board also met Friday, member Brian Shellum abstained from the vote to rescind the contract, saying they should wait until the end of the 10 days St. Isidore has to petition for a rehearing.
We want to be in compliance with the order of the court, but I also want to allow that process to happen because they give us that process. Everything just happened a couple days ago.
That meant the vote failed, and because the board is dissolving, it will never take another vote. A new statewide charter school board will take up the mantle. Its first meeting is set for July 9th. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
Students are now allowed to miss class 3 times a week for religious instruction, and the new law is appealing to more than one faith. The Satanic Temple says it will be taking advantage of the so-called release time law. Temple co-founder Lucian Grieve says members are very serious about possible educational offerings in Oklahoma.
These are all very earnest efforts. We use humor at times, but to us, there really is a higher purpose in asserting pluralism, defending the First Amendment, and defending real religious liberty for everybody.
The temple's plans come as State Superintendent Ryan Walters is doubling down on public school religious instruction. Walters issued a statement saying the Bible is required reading for public school students in grades 5 through 12. Lawmakers and interest groups say they will fight his decree. A South Oklahoma City motel with a troubled past is set to be demolished. Earlier this week, a demolition permit was filed for the former Plaza Inn. The property was purchased by new owners in April. Previously, it had been considered for conversion into affordable housing for homeless veterans, but those plans fell through. The motel was notorious for being a hotspot of violent crime with a long history of deadly shootings and assaults. The Citizen Potawatomi Nation family reunion begins today. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Sarah Lisi reports how this annual tradition has evolved into the event many know today, featuring everything from beading classes to tribal council voting.
More than 20 years ago, the Citizen Potawatomi Nation closed their annual gatherings to the public to focus more on community building and cultural awareness efforts. That's when the family reunion began, says Margaret Zentek. Zintek is a member of the Citizen Potawatomi Nation and has witnessed the gathering's evolution firsthand.
Over the years, it had gone from Potawatomis in the arena to Potawatomis in the stand to not a whole lot of Potawatomis at this intertribal powwow.
While the private reunion still includes a powwow, other cultural activities are planned, such as hand games, a stickball demonstration, beading, and language classes. Citizens can also vote in the tribal election on Saturday morning and early afternoon. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sarah Lisi.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Ashar.
I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go. There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. But on Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's a new podcast from NPR where I invite actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to talk about some of life's biggest questions. Listen to Wildcard wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.